Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Well, earlier in the programme there was much discussion of inquiries, whether or not there needed to be an inquiry into the Children's Hospital or what the COVID inquiry should consist of. We're continuing the theme. Adrian Barry is with us, Managing Editor of Off the Ball. Six Nations inquiry. Where did it all go wrong, Mr. Best?
How long have we got again today is the question, Anton, as we discussed last week. Look, I don't know. In terms of the overall championship, we needed an awful lot to go our way yesterday, which was never realistic. That was never going to happen in terms of trying to win the Six Nations. It just was not an option. England did have a bit of a shot at it, obviously, you know, if Scotland would turn up in Paris, but you really don't want to depend on that. And France obviously did a good number on them again. So a third for Ireland. I think the overall sort of reflections on it is that it's a fair enough outcome, that that's sort of where we're at. At the end of the Italy game yesterday, you saw Sam Prendergast having a chat with the referee. There was 79 minutes and 45, 50 seconds on the clock, and it felt as if he was just trying to drag out the conversation enough that the clock would hit the red, they could get the ball off the pitch and get the hell out of Dodge. And when you think about that for Ireland against Italy, we had notions about ourselves that were far beyond that.
Can I put it to you, the possibility that because he is liked and likeable, we aren't giving enough attention to the fact of Andy Farrell's sabbatical, and that in any other industry, were a senior manager to say, I'm going to disappear from my job at a crucial time, people wouldn't take it well?
Yeah, I would agree with that totally. And what sort of an audition has it been for Simon Easterby off the back of that? You know, a coach who's been like really heavily linked with Wales. He lives there. He has, his family are there. He's long connections with them, played with Scarlets for years. And that was a very live conversation. And everybody felt, well, like, listen, he's the incumbent Ireland coach. If he's been given this gig for the Six Nations, it's a big job. He's ahead of Paul O'Connell in the pecking order. And I'm not really so sure anymore if exactly that is the case. But no, listen, Andy Farrell has been missed. I think it's such a great honour that he would get the Lions gig. Nobody was ever going to stand in his way. It feels like, and reports are, that he was around meeting rooms, whether it was on Zoom or actually in the room, making some sort of contributions to team
selections.
That and
the Euro will get you on a bus.
Yeah, listen, there's an ongoing conversation separately with the Irish men's soccer head coach about his commitment to his dentistry in his home country, and that it's too much. So there are likenesses here, it turns out.
Whatever about the lessons to be learned, we have lessons to be learned with what will be a slightly new squad now by virtue of the retirees. How significant will their departure be? And are there any particular highlights of the careers worth mentioning, given that this is the last time we'll probably get a chance to talk about them on air?
It was amazing. And I don't know if you noticed in the TV coverage yesterday, but in the previous game, when Peter Romani went off the pitch, he'd started the game and he went off the pitch and against France. And because there was something else happening on the pitch, I think there might have been something with the referee at that time, they were focused on that and not on O'Mahony, which would be the usual thing, the long sort of wide lens shots of the player going off, waving and clapping at the crowd and all that stuff. And that was all missed. And there was a mini furore about it. But whoever was on TV director duty yesterday really knocked it out of the ballpark as Conor Murray and Peter O'Mahony came on and went off the pitch. Their other halves were picked up. The babies were picked up. There were grannies. There was a whole lot going on. Even Keane Healy, who wasn't even in the match 23, got an awful lot of screen time. So it fell to whoever was on director duty yesterday to capture them. And listen, they will be missed. Like, it's probably time. Obviously, at this stage, two of them are retiring totally from rugby shortly. Conor Murray will go and play his rugby elsewhere. But they will be missed. There's a bit of a dog about a player, I would say, like O'Mahony, that Ireland, you know, we mentioned Heimir Hallgrimsson, he talks about the Ireland soccer team being a bit too nice. Maybe there's an element of that about this rugby team as well. So there's an element of that they'll miss. You know, him playing for the Lions, Conor Murray captaining the Lions. We forget about Conor Murray, that he was at one point named in the team of the decade in the 2000s or the 2010s.
Was he?
Because, you know, and that's because they've had such brilliant Indian summers, all three of them. But Indian summers that weren't at the level they were at, you sort of do forget that. But a lot of highlights and they will be missed.
In terms of future Six Nations, in terms of the run-up to the World Cup, are we in the tear it all apart, start again territory, or are we minor chiropractic work?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, if you don't, who will?
Hopefully Andy Farrell has an idea. I don't know. I'm really scratching my head on that one. And like, there's, when you read across the papers this morning, there's a lot of, like, you know, is it reboot or rebuild? It's really hard to know. A lot of the focus is centred on Jack Crowley and that conversation around 10. Is this, you know, Shane Horgan, I see in the Sunday Times this morning, making the point that, like, if the Italy game had landed in the middle of the championship, he would have played, as in Sam Prendergast didn't play himself out of the team necessarily by his performance against France. It was more that this was a preordained thing. So, like, there are, I mean, you know, whispered very gently, but there are some reasons to be positive. We did win 4 out of 5 games. We did win a triple crown. Those things don't come along too often. We have blooded a new novice 10 in 4 out of those 5 games. So.
Finally, when we are looking at the postmortems and the analysis of things that need to change, to what extent has off the ball reflected on its...
Off the ball has no comment on this matter to make at this time.
Oh, Adrian, yeah. As always, thank you so much. That is Adrian Barry, who is managing editor with Off the Ball.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.